Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver fires to first and picks off Vernon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Garver juggles the ball. That's an error on Garver. Hegan moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Sievers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sievers. Hegan scores. Garcia scores. Mitchell moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Moss and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham strikes out. There goes Pretty. The throw from Hegan to Boone, and Pretty is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 0 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pretty. Mitchell moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon moves to third. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Graham reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt pinch hits for John Sullivan. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Elder pinch hits for Ned Garver. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Dick Starr now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers throws the ball into Anderson, who tags Mitchell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.